Did you notice last Friday or Saturday that your neighbor left his house carrying army green duffel bags and he, or she, was wearing a peculiarly patterned green outfit? Or maybe you were out on Michigan's roads and highways and noticed an unusual number of army trucks traveling very slowly in convoys. All those funny green men and trucks were Michigan National Guardsmen en route to annual training at Camp Grayling. Once a year, the modern-day Minutemen of Michigan gather in the north woods of the state to hone up on their soldiering skills. This year, there are some 4,500 guardsmen here at Camp Grayling. That number is supplemented by about 700 Army reservists. If you thought the congestion on the highway was busy this past weekend, just wait. On August 4th, when this relatively small group pulls out, about 13,000 troops from Michigan and Indiana will pull in. The companies that are here now have several different jobs. We call them missions. There are maintenance and transportation companies, some from Jackson. There are two engineer bridge companies from South Haven. They carry huge sections of a bridge that resemble a supergiant erector set on equally large trucks. And among other types of groups, there's a signal battalion, which provides telephone and message service to the entire post, some of which is over 25 miles away. Two of the companies in the signal battalion are from Kalamazoo. During the year, the people who are here are weekend warriors. They put on their uniform one weekend a month to go to their armories to drill. Annual training provides a consolidated time for these people to put to use all the classes and training they've received during the year. All companies have a specific function within the Army system, but everybody in them must have basic soldiering skills as well. Here we get to do things as simple as apply camouflage paint and dig foxholes, and set up security for our units in the field, or we can do things on a grander scale and practice nuclear, chemical, and biological attacks. Tomorrow I'll have another story on the guard at Grayling. This is Lieutenant Joan Sheridan reporting for WMUK News.